Google Ronald Reagan, are you better off? The last presidential debate, he stood up in front of the American public and said, next Tuesday you go to the voting booth. You have a decision to make. He says, I just ask you this question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Have you got more spending power than you had 4 years ago? Is America in better shape than it was 4 years ago? Succession of no questions. No, 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 no. He says, if the answer to any of these questions are yes, then your choice is clear. But if it's no, well, I'd ask you to vote for me. You got elected. You're addicted to yes. Yes is always a trap. Maybe there was a point in time that it was a good idea to get people into yes mode or mere agreement. The theory that if I get you saying yes to the little yeses, the chances are that you're going to say yes to the big yeses much higher. There are three kinds of yeses: commitment, confirmation, and counterfeit. People try to walk us in the commitment yes so much with confirmation yes that the vast majority of us are good with counterfeit yes. You'll be shocked at what people are willing to say no to. As insane as it is, all the problems of trying to get somebody to say yes, the complete opposite happens when they say no. People feel protected. They feel safe. Their brain clears up. I coach some of my clients that are in job negotiations to say to their bosses, do you want me to fail?